Please, a prayer, please.
Thank you, Lord, for us coming to worship you this morning, dear Lord. Thank you for this past week, all the blessings you have, dear Lord. We ask that if there's lost soul that needs to come find you, that today would be the day that they would come find salvation, dear Lord. Give all our sins, all our shortcomings, help all the sick and afflicted, lead, guide us correctly, have us to live. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
What a change in my life since Jesus came. I tell you what, I'm so thankful for the change that the Lord Jesus Christ made in my life. What a burden was removed and a whole new desire of a way to live. What a joy to be saved today. I'm excited about it. Excited even though it's raining outside. I mean, the sun is shining in here today. Good things are happening. Excited. Today. Had 90 people in Sunday school this morning. Give yourselves a hand. 90 people swim their way to Sunday school. That's good. I'm telling you, I saw a lot of people get baptized this morning on the way. They almost got submersed too, Pastor. But it was a good morning in Sunday school. We had 10 people visiting with us in Sunday school this morning. Just so excited about having visitors in Sunday school. Also excited about those that's come in since Sunday school. And if you don't have a place that you worship regularly and you're visiting with us today, we want to encourage you to come back and be with us and just be a part of us here at New Salem Baptist Church. And we're excited about all the home folks, the church folks, the members that are here this morning. Glad you're here as well this morning. Just looking for a great time in the Lord here today.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Just got a couple of announcements. This Friday, the 24th, the fire department will be having their annual fish fry. They have fish, chicken, all the sides, but they do need desserts. So anybody that could take a dessert up there, they would appreciate it. The fish fry starts at 6 o'clock down at the fire department. And so if you could take that up there before then, they, again, would appreciate your help. And this is just a free will donation. Anybody that can give to go up and help them out, that's fine. If you can't, they invite you to come up and meet anyway. But that'll be Friday starting at 6 o'clock.
Mark,
yes, sir.
I just get
expanded. Uh-oh. Amen. Yeah, there you go. And then May 2nd, going to have a wedding. David and Priscilla are going to be getting married. 1 o'clock, Woodlawn Baptist Church. That's on Sand Mountain. If you don't know where it is, get with David, Don, marry somebody, and they'll get you directions. And then the reception will be at the Tritton Civic Center, and that's down across from the swimming pool down there, a new building they built. So that's going to be on May 2nd at 1 o'clock. Have any birthdays or anniversaries?
Takers? Hey, my mom and dad had an anniversary.
Your mom and dad had an anniversary. Don and Mary, see? Thank you, David.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you.
You know, on the mountain, you can't hide from anything. So you might as well stand up.
Hey, Mark, and two. This is for, not for the adults, this is for the children that might want to go to the nursery or what age is it? Whatever. Any of you children, after the choir finishes singing, instead of going back to the nursery, we're going down in the fellowship hall with raise your hand. All right, so I'm done.
All right. Y'all go this way, you won't have to go out and get wet and go up that way.
Yeah.
If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Gene, will you ask God's blessing on the offering, please?
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Singing, okay? All right, let's go again. Here we go.
Jesus loves.
Y'all stand back up, choir, if you will, please.
There is no sweeter name by mortal ever heard.
I misunderstand?
We can.
All right, that, well, in just a minute here. If y'all will, choir, get your special music. And let's, last page, His blood has made us whole. His blood has made us more. All right, let's
Sing this song. She was featured on her song and her testimony was featured on. I have so many microphones. This is the mic stand we found. Her testimony is featured on a ministry that, even though Billy Graham's life is over, it continues. And it was featured. I'll just tell you the story of how the song came about. She sang in like this rock and roll band. And it was pretty out there. You guys ever listen to any of that music where they like scream at you? Yeah, you know what I'm talking. I'm talking like actually scream. Chris has been practicing a lot on that, so it should sound pretty good. But it was. She was living a bad lifestyle. She had fallen into sin, and I'm not going to go into it because it's pretty bad. All the things. But she was at a moment in her life where she was going to kill herself. And her grandmother, boy, thankful for grandmothers, right? Her grandmother insisted that she go to church with her that morning. She said, "I'm not going." And they got in like this big yelling fight. And finally, her grandmother said, "If you will just go to church with me just this one time, you'll never have to go again." She finally said, "Okay, I'll go to church with her just this one time. And when I get back from home from church," because she was going to do it while her grandmother was going to church, she said, I'll go just this one time with you. And then after that, I won't go anymore because I'm going to finish my plan when I get home. She's going to take her life. So she had planned to do that. And she got to the church, and the preacher of the church said, "I feel like the Spirit is telling me that there's somebody here that they want to hurt themselves." And then somebody met her at the back door and prayed with her. And she got saved that day. And now she's got just this huge Christian testimony and writes these beautiful songs. And her music doesn't sound anything like what it used to, but... salvation changes people, and she wrote this song, and it's called The Mercy Tree, and just how fitting that her testimony is all about. She was getting ready to take her own life, and out of that, she was shown mercy. Isn't that awesome? So we'll sing the song for you.
Oh, stands in heaven.